Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
See where we are. Monday mayhem. Monday. What do we call it? Murder Monday. Right, Kenny? Murder Monday. Yep. No, we're not going to do that. We'll
mayhem.
We'll work our way through the wizards of the day. Hello. Monday, August 17th is upon us. If you are interested in what's going on in the world, you'll repeat after me. I believe everything Doug Steffen says. It's Doug and Kenny and Richie and Jennifer and the letter, Kenny, that was published in The Atlantic. A letter to Donald Trump and to his supporters with one big question. Dear Donald Trump supporters, you're fed up. This much we understand. You're fed up with politicians who say one thing on the campaign trail, like they're going to stop illegal immigration, and then do another in Washington. You're fed up with insiders who rig the system for their benefit at your expense. And you're fed up with coastal media elites and their insular subculture. On some level, I sympathize. In the last presidential election, I couldn't bring myself to vote for any of the candidates. I left it blank. I wanted nothing to do with my awful opinions and the options that I had. What I don't understand is why you think a President Trump would treat us better. If you elect him, what makes you think that he will use whatever talents that he possesses to address your grievances rather than to benefit himself? After all, he's a man who has zealously pursued his self-interest. He's done so as a developer. He is himself a member of the media elite. He has a problem with Fox News. He calls Roger Ailes on the phone and fixes everything. Remember that moment in the Republican debate where he talked about giving money to politicians so that if he wanted them to do something, they would. Then he was asked, "You gave money to Hillary Clinton, so what exactly did she do for you?" He replied that when he called and told her to come to his wedding, she did. If you were getting married, would you want Hillary Clinton sitting in the front row? Anyway, so what the people at the Atlantic Monthly are trying to do is get you to not like Donald Trump. I would say that their attempts so far have been in vain, because everything that I see about Trump is that he's in pretty good shape. Anybody see anything?
I'm off the bandwagon.
Disagrees with that? You're off of the...
Never on the bandwagon.
No, I was. 100%. And I still am in
regards to... Well, you said you're off.
As far as I like that he's stirring it up.
Yeah.
I like what he's doing, but he's shown me nothing as far as substance.
And not to, though. Here's the great thing,
that's
Rich,
apparently not.
Is that Donald Trump is a CEO. You can't tell me that he knows how all of his meat is ground at that, or how the sausage is made at his business. He's a CEO. He comes up with the ideas, and then he hires the people to get them done. And that's why he, actually, of all the candidates, really doesn't have to show policy, because I trust that he's not going to want to look like an idiot when he's the president. He's going to bring in a staff of people that is going to make him look good.
How does it sound? President Trump.
You know, it sounds more realistic every day. And, you know, letter that you were reading.
Yes, from the Atlantic Monthly. Yeah.
From the Atlantic. When they were talking about the stuff that Trump has to gain as president, he has nothing to gain as president. In fact, he's going to take a pay cut to become the president.
True.
So why else would he do it?
Does he have to stop doing everything else he's doing? Most of the other presidents.
He won't have time. I mean, he'll have a staff running his companies, I'd imagine, or maybe his family.
All right. So
when you get in there, he will not be able to just wave his magic wand like he does with his companies and get things done. He will have to say, although we have it in the currently where Obama just says, okay, executive order, boom, it's done. And maybe that's what Trump would do.
Well, maybe, possibly, if it could, and la da da.
But he says he's a deal maker.
All I wanted to do was bring to your attention.
He's a deal maker, and then goes into bankruptcy and does it again and again and again and again.
Well, because
like
the system lets him do it.
He uses the system.
He points out how the system works to benefit him.
Wouldn't it be great if America declared bankruptcy to China?
Well, no, it wouldn't be great at all. But we're certainly
that would leave them holding the bag.
Getting, that'd be good, Richie.
And Egypt and Israel.
Instead of the America Radio America, it would be Radio China.
Mm.
How's that?
One of those, isn't that where Tokyo works?
No, Radio really? Japan. It's okay.
Oh, sorry. Wrong
Monday. Monday. So 888-302-3684 reaches us on the phone. That's the usual connection. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. I'm guessing there's some Donald Trump-isms there, Kenny, that you can update us on.
Not a lot, actually. We posted a story. Rich sent me a story about trophies, participation trophies, and that's gotten most activity this weekend.
Participation trophies. All right. I did not see that, so you'll have to bring us up to the snuffo on that.
Is that like just for playing the game?
Exactly.
James Harrison of the Pittsburgh Steelers, his two kids played in a league, and they got trophies just for the mere fact that they played.
Yeah, I did.
And he returned them and posted a picture of the trophies he was going to return. He's like, my kids have to earn their trophies. They don't get trophies just for winning, just for participating.
That's the problem today. Everybody gets something for doing nothing, and that's where the psychology comes that we have this half of the country is entitled to get something.
Right.
For what? For doing nothing?
Here's his Instagram post. I came home to find out that my boys received two trophies for nothing. Participation trophies. While I'm very proud of my boys for everything they do and will encourage them till the day I die, these trophies will be giving back until they earn a real trophy. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry for believing that everything in life should be earned, and I'm not about to raise two boys to be men, making them believe that they are entitled to something just because they tried their best. Because sometimes your best is just not enough, and that you should have drive to want to do better, not cry and whine until somebody gives you something to shut you up and keep you happy.
So will you shut up now because you haven't earned anything so far today?
I earned something just by getting up and getting in here early and putting up with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your trophy's in the mail.
Right, right.
Where's my trophy? Too?
Yeah. 14 past the hour. Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Say it again, Doug. It's hot and humid here. It's been hot in Los Angeles. So I've been sweating. Are you sweating, Jennifer?
It's
very hot.
So hot.
Very hot.
And, you know, people that say, it's a dry heat, once it just gets over 100, it's just hot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hot. Global warming, people. Nah, it's not. It's nonsense.
And you get to pay $4.50 for a gallon of gas.
You know,
win-win.
Here's the story in Southern California. My son, a month ago, bought a Volkswagen with a diesel engine in it and a five-speed transmission. It was, I don't know which model it is, whichever it's like a full-size sedan with a diesel engine in it. Yesterday, my daughter and her husband bought the same car in a station wagon. They get 45 miles to a gallon. Diesel is $2.65 in California, and it makes nothing but sense.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why do people, after they have one child, automatically go out and buy a station wagon? All my friends did the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like you're not the Bradys over here. You got one kid.
Megan's talking about being officially a yuppie.
It comes along with you push out a baby, and all of a sudden you get a station wagon as a free gift.
All right. By the way, speaking of Volkswagens, Car Talk today has a story about Volkswagen recalling 420,000 cars because there's a problem with their airbag. Let's see here. This is from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Problem is that a spring in the steering wheel can become fouled, ripping a cable that controls the connection to the airbag. If that happens, the airbags won't deploy in a crash. Fix the problem. Don't have a crash. How's that? Fixes it. It takes care of everything. Let's see. From 2010 to 2014, Passats, Jettas, Golfs, sport wagons, that sort of stuff. No injuries or deaths have been reported. So how do they know there's a problem if it doesn't surface? That would be the question. Most of the other times you hear about recalls, you hear about them because somebody got killed or there's a problem. But there hasn't been a problem, so how do they know there's a problem?
Well, there hasn't been injuries or deaths, but there could still be a problem.
Something has happened that it has sprung out or something like that in some...
Hopefully, fortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody's been hurt. Okay, so I thought that would be something of interest and importance. Here's something else of interest and importance for you to think about Monday morning. The healthy blood flow. Today, and listening to us, you can tell we all need Neo 40. We all need Neo 40. We had for the past month. What do I mean? Listen around the table.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not even arguing.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. Everybody's pretty much on in reverse. So let's get everybody going forward. The Heart Health Challenge has ended, but that doesn't mean... And by the way, to great success, thank you all for participating in understanding, basically, as you listen to us, what the Heart Health Challenge is all about. What we're trying to get you to do is understand your nitric oxide levels and why they are so important to you. The American Heart Association says up to half of what you need is where you are when you get into your 40s. So Jennifer's almost there, Richie's there, Kenny's there, I'm there. So in order to get your circulation to where it needs to be so that your arteries open up and the blood gets to your muscles, your brain, to your all of your organs, everywhere, you need to have a little oomph. So watching your blood pressure, especially if it's higher, is something that requires you to have a little extra. Well, it doesn't require, but if you're smart, you want to have it. That's the bottom line. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the staff here at the Good Day program is a cardiologist in Florida. He's giving Super Beats and Neo 40, giving it to his patients. And it's sort of like a test. It's a way for him to prove not only to himself and to his patients, but to the rest of the people that listen to him and to us, that this stuff really, really works. I don't know that I needed Dr. Ken to tell me that, because I know it works for me. Richie says it works for him. Kenny says it works for him. Jennifer says it works for her. So that pretty much gives you the bona fides. Energy, stamina, go to the gym, get to work, do whatever it is that you do, but do it with more energy, more focus, sharper. That's what we all need. We need to be a little sharper today. So, in order to take advantage of what they have, the Super Beats and the Neo 40. Neo 40 is something that melts in your mouth almost. It's one of these things that absorbs quickly into your system. And when you take the capsule, you'll feel the difference right 3-4 minutes. Then later in the day, take Super Beats, which comes in a canister. Take a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water, drink it, and you keep energy going in your body for the rest of the day. I can't tell you any more about it than that, other than, again, it works. Everybody has at one point in time or another made their testimony here on the program for Neo 40 and Super Beats. So don't wait. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats and Neo 40, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that number is 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free...
Wow.
Hey, Richie.
Yeah, get me rocking on a Monday morning.
There you go. Yeah, you need to get rocking, Richie. Have you had your Neo 40 yet?
No, but after this Barry Manifold segment, I'm going to need one.
I'm going to inject stuff right now.
Right.
Yeah, right. Take it with a needle. It's memories time on Good Day. On this date in 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered. Judy Garland, Dorothy Gale, Burt Law. I don't know if anybody remembers.
I know it ruined her life, but gosh, it was a great movie.
Yeah, it did ruin her life.
And we appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Thanks a lot, Judy, for ruining.
Thanks, Judy.
You're right. How many people remember, not just Somewhere Over the Rainbow, remember Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead? The Witch is Dead.
Yeah, of course.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Anyway, this is very, very cool. Also on this date, in 1877, Richie apparently doesn't like the music, so he doesn't want to keep it.
It goes underneath.
What other 100-year-old song can I find here?
200-year-old song, if you work at it.
Yeah.
On this date in 1877, F.P. Cahill became the first man to be killed by Billy the Kid. He was a blacksmith, and he was shoeing Billy the Kid's horse, and apparently didn't like the job that was done, so that was the end of him. On this date, 1945, Korea was divided. At the 38th parallel, the U.S. occupied the area south of that line. Soviet Union occupied the area north of that line. Most people don't get that historically correct. Most people think it was the Chinese who were in North Korea and the Americans were in South Korea, but it wasn't. It was the Soviet Union that was in North Korea. And not.
They left behind the greatest gift.
What's that?
Communism.
Oh, yes, right. Wasn't that sweet? Okay, a couple of hurricanes to mention on this date. Hurricane Diane was, there were two big hurricanes in 1955. Hurricane Connie and then Hurricane Diane. I remember this as a young kid. It flooded the Connecticut River Valley and made a mess of New England. 190 people were killed that day because it was one hurricane after another. One came one day, and the next one came the next day, and it made a mess. I remember going down into one of the villages. Saxonville is one of the villages in Framingham, and people, there was so much water from these hurricanes. People had boats, and they were swimming in the street. It was filthy. People got tetanus, died. It was horrible. But people were that dumb. And the water was about 85, 90 degrees after this. It became unbelievably hot and humid after these two hurricanes. Then, fast forward to this date, 1969, Hurricane Camille hit the Gulf Coast. 256 people were killed that day. 68 were never recovered. The storm hit Louisiana, Alabama, Virginia, and West Virginia, but was really tough in Mississippi, going up the Mississippi River. Same sort of thing that the others did going up the Connecticut River Valley, went up the Mississippi. It's very interesting how these hurricanes sort of follow the water and stay with the water. And then in 2007 on this date, Hurricane Dean tore through the Eastern Caribbean, ripping roofs off buildings, downing trees, knocking out power, 100 mile an hour winds. It was the banana harvest, the end of the banana harvest on St. Lucia and Martinique, and a couple hundred people were killed in that event as well. So, not necessarily sweet memories, but lots of hurricanes to think about on this date in history. 28 after the hour, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm Mark Green, your host today, with Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones. Coming right up, is it okay for private citizens to negotiate with hostage takers over their loved ones?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones. Is it okay for private citizens to negotiate with hostage takers over their loved ones?
This is an incredibly difficult policy, and one reason the Obama administration is in a difficult position is its position of not negotiating with terrorists in order not to encourage more hostage taking. It's not supported by European allies and others who at times have paid for the return of their own citizens. So it's hard to have this policy if you're the only country doing this. I think it's very hard to tell families you can't do what you think you need to do, and we do know of instances where news organizations and others, you know, they don't talk about this, it's not publicly acknowledged, have paid to get people back.
I think it's a bad idea to negotiate with terrorists per se, but there is, of course, a material difference between the public and the private here. If the government, in other words, if everybody in the United States, both via the official policy of that government and by the public purse, are implicated, then the government has to take a decision. In a private case, if a family is involved and nobody else is, then the negative consequences fall solely on them. So although I think it's a bad idea, I do think that that distinction is an important one.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Everybody take the Neo 40, so we're in great shape now, warm
much
and
better,
wonderful.
Techie.
Yes, that's good. Our thought for the day today comes from Robert De Niro, who turned 72. His birthday is today. He said, time goes on, so whatever you're going to do with it, do it. Do it now. Don't wait. There it is. Amen.
That's true.
To that, brother. So here's an example of that. What a wonderful story. You're going to love this one. It involves radio and love. The fellow in the focus is Mark Brill. His girlfriend's name, Phyllis Liebman. Mark Brill and Phyllis Liebman had been dating for 3 years. And he was very interested in asking her for her hand in marriage. So what did he do? They live in Maryland, Richie. It happened last week. This fellow decided to go to the radio station that she listens to the most and buy a commercial. Did you hear the story?
No.
I saw it, yeah, in the trades last week.
He bought a 60-second commercial, timed it for the time, asked the radio station if it could be played at a specific time, and they said yes. Radio station actually went along with this specifically. So he bought.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great. He asked for a spot at 6.07 a.m. when she's always listening. And so the the spot came on. He bought a spot. It was basically, he had two things in mind. She always listened to that time, and it was Sunrise Over the Atlantic. There it is. He asked for her 60 seconds. Phyllis, I love you. Will you marry me? In essence, for six, tell a little story about how they met 3 years ago at a tennis match. He thought she was checking him out, so he asked her out. Is this a neat, neat story? And she said yes after the fact. But is that a neat, interesting way? So all those of you who would like to get married, call me.
It's a great idea. Buy some advertising.
Buy some advertising. and I'll tell you what. I'll conduct a service. How's that?
And if she says no, we'll give you some Neo 40.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Go
if she says no, then you didn't get it right in the first place. All right, so let's see here.
Well, we'll play you spots for free for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. Nothing's free, Richie, because that means it has no value.
Well,
hot,
money back.
Dry conditions. Kenny's on the West Coast. Jennifer's on the West Coast. But it isn't just the West Coast that's hot. It's hot East Coast. Richie, what's temperature in Washington yesterday?
It was 98 degrees 90, here in Washington yesterday.
94 here. I was out in the hayfield and working on the farm. It was hot, good sweaty time, but hot, just hot, hot. Make sure you hydrate yourself because more of it's coming this week. Jennifer, my children told me it was about that temperature, although dry. That,
and they're on the beach side. It was dry.
Well, Megan's by the Dodger Stadium, so she's in, not quite as far as you. But yeah.
Cruising around the valley, and it was 114. I put a picture of it up on Facebook. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
114, that's the hottest I remember, like, seeing it.
Now,
in a long time.
Moving
long
up the coast
time.
In Washington State, 155 square miles burned, 1,500 residents evacuated, power outages all over the place. The ongoing drought there is a problem. The Northwest is having a tough time. Actually, the whole West Coast having a tough time not getting
things
enough
are just burning.
Water.
You know, in Southern California, we haven't, thank God, we have not had a big fire like they've had in Northern California, mm-hmm. but we've had lots of fires that have been popping up. I mean, Friday night it was smoky, smoky, smoky everywhere. Little fires popping up on the side of the road. There's one in Montebello that they think someone started.
God, those people should be sent to jail for the rest. Anybody who starts a fire like that, they catch them, put them in jail for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, they got one guy in custody.
They do.
Yeah, good. All right, here's an interesting story about a couple from Connecticut who were told last week they were fighting a $2 million debt, supposedly. It was, well, whatever they said. They were in debt for a couple of million bucks, and they were taken to court, and the judgment went against them, so they've disappeared. Their car was found in Westport in a commuter lot off the Merritt Parkway. Jeffrey Navin is his name, runs a refuse construction company. I don't know what that is, refuse collection, I think it's probably collection.
Trash.
Yeah, right. He runs a trash company. His wife works in the schools. They've been fighting this. It started in December. A mortgage company went after them. Apparently there was a lot of the stress and strain that goes on with this. They said they were negotiating. I know somebody who's been through this. And the company foreclosed on them, foreclosed on their home. And so apparently they just have disappeared. Would you do that? What would happen, Richie, if you had to declare bankruptcy? This is sort of a what if. A lot of people have had to go through this since 2008. What would it do to your sense of your family's well-being, to your own sort of compass? And how would people look upon
you?
You
right at the core. I mean, just knowing that you don't have financial stability,
mm-hmm.
that's got to be scary.
Yeah.
Especially for men. I think men, because they are supposed to be the breadwinners of the
right.
of the family,
yeah.
would definitely have to shake your confidence.
Mm-hmm. I have nothing to say about this other than I want these people. Richie just said about somebody who ought to, if you're guilty of certain things, you ought to spend the rest of your life in jail. Here's a toddler who was left in the car, and it was 200 degrees in the car, and so the baby died.
Who does this anymore? I mean, who thinks it's still a good idea? Oh, I'm just going to run in for a minute. I mean, there's so much information out there. People know that people cook in cars. How do people still do this?
Well, that's the same kind of mentality as why do people eat the wrong foods? You know, that kind of stuff.
No, it's not. No. Because people, because, you
well,
know,
you
eating
know better.
Food tastes good. It doesn't matter. There's still other reasons. It's still emotional. It's still tactile. It's still, oh, let's live in the moment. No one says, oh, you know what?
And you're not
going
to die in 3 minutes from eating a cheeseburger.
Yeah, no, I don't buy that.
30 years.
The mother said it was an accident. So I went online. I saw this story yesterday, and I was looking at some of the comments that were posted. Nancy said, I'll never understand how anybody can forget their child in a car.
Yeah.
Lenny says, an accident in my foot. Doesn't it seem odd to anyone
that
it seems like mostly toddlers are forgotten?
Yeah,
not so
it's
much
like
infants or older children, toddlers.
Parents who are done.
Yeah, right, exactly. Here's Leslie who says, tragic accident. She forgot the baby in the car. It's so sad. Teresa said, it's not an accident. She gave birth to this baby. She's responsible for it and now forgets she had it in the car. So what do you do with people like that? You put them in jail for the rest of their lives?
Murder, manslaughter.
Yeah, I mean, it's how do you not? You don't.
You
can't.
You know what,
there's no way that you forget you left your baby in the car.
If you hit someone when you're driving your vehicle, most of the time you will get, even if it's an accident and you kill somebody, you still get in trouble for manslaughter, right?
Eight
accidental
years.
Manslaughter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is no reason that that should not at least have the sentence, like the sentence equivalent for leaving a child in the car.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. But thinking about how these things happen and what people, you know, we're living in this age of, I'm sorry to say that I know some people who are, let's say, late teenage years up to about where Jennifer is age-wise, and there's such a distinct,
which is 29 for the record.
<There's>
Go ahead.
An amazing disconnect, and not everybody is live. I find that there are two types of people from their late teens to Jennifer's age. People who are extraordinarily disconnected and people who are extraordinarily connected. I don't see much in between. The so-called millennial generation, some of whom are very interested in what's going on and, in fact, are driving a lot of the political consciousness that now is around and using social media and ways to connect that really, I think, are going to make a difference and a positive difference. And then there's a bunch of people like this guy who's 19 years old, a New Jersey fellow, arrested on a DUI. They call it DUI, DWI. What's it?
Mm-hmm.
Driving under the influence. Driving
under the influence.
What's DWI?
Driving while intoxicated.
While impaired.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway. So this guy is involved, and this is more to the point of what I'm saying, the disconnect. The people who are so out of connection to reality. Here's this guy who's drunk, causes a wreck, 20-hour detour. The roads are shut down. Can you imagine the congestion? Can you imagine the inconvenience? Can you imagine the amount of money and gasoline goes up into the atmosphere? Because this guy is drunk. Well, come to find out that 20 hours before that, the same thing happened. The guy gets stopped for drinking and driving under the influence, causes an accident. But he doesn't go to jail, and he gets in the car, he's drunk, and he drives again and does the same thing.
Wow.
In 20 hours in the same day.
See, there are people where DUI will,
Wednesday and Thursday,
they'll affect their entire life, they'll make changes, and they'll get better. And then other people, it's just, it's Tuesday, let's just keep going.
Well, you get arrested, they go and they book you in, and they let you go. It's
right, that's exactly what happened, Richie.
Right.
Yeah, that's what happened. And what do you do? What responsibility do you take from this person for, again, the inconvenience? This is the thing. When I see an accident on the road, I had last Saturday, I had to go to Worcester. And the traffic on the Massachusetts Turnpike was so bad between Framingham and Sturbridge, where everybody who's coming from New Hampshire and the Cape going back to New York or Connecticut or wherever it is that they live. So everybody's leaving on Saturday. The new crowds are coming in. So I didn't take that route. I came back on that route. And it normally is backed up for 12, 14 miles on Friday and Saturday, but not 25, 26 miles. Well, what do I see? An accident. Off to the left-hand side of the road, people, and you see this, Kenny and Jennifer, more in California than anywhere else, people just drive without thinking. They get in these collisions, and they continue a little bit of a mess, but what happens after the fact, the continuing reverberation, the impact of these things, goes on for hours and for miles. People just sit in the cars. and lanes deep. The car's engines are running.
And
people's time is eaten up.
After the accident, people don't know that they're supposed to pull their car over if they can. I can't tell you how many people that I've seen just like stop and drop in the center of the road.
Yeah.
And then you have a ton of people that have to look at them when they go by. So you're now down to a lane or two
clueless.
And everybody's going to look. I mean,
it's so selfish. How else do you describe it? Other than being completely selfish. And those people, I think, have to pay a price. You know, I say often there are a lot of people in jail that ought not to be there. In this circumstance, of all the things we've been talking about so far, going to jail is appropriate for many of the offenses we've talked about this morning. I don't know that going to jail is appropriate for a DUI, but something has to, there needs to be some
at
kind
some
of punishment
point,
that gets that reverberates so that people hear the stories and they think, geez, maybe we are not drink and drive.
Because at some point, I mean, for people, especially with repeats, I mean, okay, the first time, you know, maybe then that's not the idea that there's a huge issue going on here. But for people who have multiple DUIs, there's an issue.
Well, I just think that it's so thoughtless. And people need to be held accountable. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Rich or Ken at DougStefan.com. Did I say it was 46 past the hour yet?
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. As the summer winds down, back-to-school shopping is heating up. Tech expert Andrea Smith partnered with companies to show us what technology to look out for this year.
For two-in-one devices, the Satellite Radius 15-inch 4K Ultra HD from Toshiba is thin and lightweight, and it's the first two-in-one to offer 4K Ultra HD resolution. So students can go from laptop mode for schoolwork into tablet mode for watching TV or movies. It has an HD webcam and dual microphones. And check out T-Mobile's $15 iPhone offer. You can upgrade now for no money down and just $15 a month when you trade in any phone. And the new T-Mobile family plan gives a family of four 10 gigabytes of 4G LTE data each for just $30 a line. No sharing required. Protect your personal information by having Symantec's Norton Security running on all your devices. One subscription covers 10 devices, easy to install and manage, and Norton Security protects against new and emerging threats too. Access your data with the SanDisk Connect wireless stick. With the wireless flash drive, you can transfer files to it or access the files that are already on it. Up to three devices can access content at once, share class files, and stream an HD video. And finally, teach your kids as young as five to problem solve and code while playing. Dash and Dot are award-winning programmable robots that kids can program using a tablet and free apps like the new Blockly app, which updates with new content weekly.
Thanks, Andrea. For more information, visit KillerApps.tv.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right. I suppose This is the bleak. And I'm chuckling to myself because there's always stuff like this that people talk about. Remember Julian Bond, who was a actually one of the most the most interesting voices for equality, passed away over the weekend at the age of 75. He was involved in the 1960s activism with Martin Luther King Jr. I think he was mayor of Atlanta for a while, if I'm not mistaken. Considered a visionary, so he passed away over the weekend. And Morgan Freeman was talking about his granddaughter, who apparently was stabbed to death in Manhattan over the weekend as well.
Wow. That's part of an exorcism. Her drug addict boyfriend thought she had demons inside of her.
So he killed her.
Right on the street.
Great. Welcome to New York, everybody. It's 51 after on Good Day.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Past the hour now. Tech Talk time on Good Day. Greg Stebbins is here, who is the editor at Men's Health Magazine of their technology sector. He also wears a lot of different hats. He has a garage that he's opened up, and he'll fix all the technical problems in your car if you want to get to him. What's your email address so people can get to you so they can...
Doug@DougStepan.com.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
Speaking of cars and technology, can Tesla's electric vehicles become this century's Model T? That conversation. And also, I think we ought to look at Windows 10. Pretty exciting stuff, huh? That's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. And great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Tech Talk time. Greg Stebbin here with us on Good Day. Tesla is making a lot of cars, but they're not doing it in a way. The factory that's been building these cars is not really an assembly line like the most big manufacturers of cars have an assembly line. And they run the car down the assembly line, and somebody stands at a place or a robot there, and it's putting this thing in, that electric thing in, that door on, painting, whatever it is. The assembly line was put together by Henry Ford to build more Model Ts. So now, Musk, because he's selling so many of these cars, at first, he only sold, I think the first year he sold 600, and now he's selling 600 every 3 days.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
So
yeah.
Moving that fast with those cars, and one wonders what that will do to the quality of it as well, because handmade is kind of like a Rolls, whether you look at it this way, the Rolls Royce and the Tesla were really the only two handmade cars produced in the world. Everything else goes down in assembly.
Well, so quality may go up or it may go down. Right. I'm actually not sure.
Yeah, it's hard to, no, that's true. Because it's hard to understand always how you're affected by, if there are more robots that are dependable. You know, Monday, when I worked at the General Motors plant in Framingham, you always knew you didn't buy a car if you could figure out when it was built. Don't buy a car made on Monday, and don't buy a car made on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, you used to think, oh, wow, what possible difference could it make? It made all the difference in the world, especially the more hands that were on the car.
Yeah, Monday morning and Friday afternoon were time to, yes.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, this is interesting, though. Just the sales numbers you quoted, it tells us a lot. You also have to imagine that the price of a Tesla would go up because there's so much demand, except I think the price is actually
pretty stable
to make it stable or even
right.
to
about
make lower price.
What's a Tesla
I
drive?
Think they're over 70, actually.
Are they now?
Yeah. But they have more models, and I think they're actually striving to bring out a more affordable car.
Yep.
They're beautiful, beautiful cars.
Well engineered.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Yes.
Yep. All right. So we can't say that about Windows 10. Apparently Microsoft can remotely disable pirated and unauthorized software, though, with Windows 10, yes?
I don't think anything... You know, in today's world, a software company, I'm not focusing on Microsoft here. I mean, they can do almost anything in your software if it's a piece of connected, if it's a connected application. So it shouldn't be surprising here, and it shouldn't be surprising that there might be something like that in the user agreement. This is the way of the world, and I think you could make a case for them being able to disable or remove things that might be violating their rights. You agreed to give them their rights by downloading the software.
That's what the 18-page agreement says?
Or it might be 36 pages.
36
I'm not sure
pages.
I didn't count, maybe 136 pages.
Did you ever read one of those agreements?
I read one once, yes.
Yeah. And what did you learn from reading that agreement?
I learned that my head hurt.
Yeah, right. Not to sign it, probably.
But I signed it anyway.
I haven't heard anything good about Windows 10 from you or anybody else, frankly.
If you have Windows 8, there's a point where you will want it. It's probably not today.
That's me. Greg Stanton.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves.
Wow. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.